Public Works, November 15th, 2016, meeting call to order. Anybody from the public want to comment prior to this meeting? Public Works, Public Safety, Mr. Dolesky?
Yeah.
Just stand up, give your name and address. Stephen Dolesky, Wilmer, Minnesota. I've got some concerns about the sewer on our building. We've brought it to the attention of numerous people over the years. I did finally get a video off to the engineer's office, which they reviewed and indicated that they don't really think it's their problem. And what I'd like someone to do in the city is have somebody other than Dunix who installed it take a look at it and determine what's going on. You know, to the best of my ability, what happened is they dug the sewer in underneath Highway 12 back in 2000, and they brought the line up to our building off the main, hooked it up with a fern coupler to a 2-foot piece of concrete tile that was in there. And obviously, I didn't get down in there and photograph the evidence, but when we put a camera down there, it looks like the last tile tipped, indicating that when they packed the original tile and moved anything, that the thing just simply tipped away. We were assessed $1,000 for that at the time, and shortly after that, within a month, we were experiencing problems. The first time, it was rags that they shoved up in there and forgot to pull out. So we finally got those knocked out, and then after that, I suppose over the period of another year or two before the stuff, the settling started to show up and created the problems. And the reason we found it is every time we run a jetter down there, the jetter exits the sewer pipe and is running outside the pipe underneath Highway 12, pretty much right in the center of the highway. We got QAMS come in with their camera and run the camera down there, and they had a pretty good one, which we were able to determine at that time. We had it cleaned really good, run their camera down there, and then we could literally see that it looked like it had tipped away. And it is old, there's no doubt about it, but there was no problems prior to that. I've been 38 years, and the last 16 have been pretty much a headache. So I'd really like someone to look at it, because if you've ever been down in a trench and worked with tile, you know you don't expose any more tile than you absolutely have to. You don't touch anything. And I know I looked down in there, but I didn't photograph it. And photographs are tough to beat, but at this point, Sean has the video, and I'd really like to have someone take a look at it.
Is it broken away? Is that what you're saying? It's old tile? Is
I think it's just simply separated. You know, the old tile come right up, you know, where the flared end come up to meet. They're set together, and it looks like it just simply tipped away.
So is there sand and gravel getting into the doing that? Is it
I have no idea, but when my jetter runs down in there and runs outside the pipe, I have no idea what's happening outside the pipe. But what's happening is, being it tipped away, then the bottom edge came up, and all the solids are stopping there and blocking everything up. So that's why we have to run a jetter down there. We've been doing it every 60 days for the last probably 14 years.
Oh boy.
And at some point, I'd like to build a city for it.
And you've talked to Sean about it before too? So
I gave him the video. We've just basically explained him that we're having problems. And he viewed the video, and Curly. And Curly and Manzer and others have been down there and run a camera down there too and saw that there was issues down there years ago. But we didn't really know what the problem was. I thought part of the pipe collapsed or something. But once we got the good camera down there with the measurement system that told us how far out we were, and we could run the camera out, we could see right where the city's burn coupler and the PVC started and back up 2 feet, and you could see the hole and everything in it. It doesn't really look like a hole, it just looks like it simply tipped away. And if I wouldn't have helped farmers over the years tiling, I wouldn't have had a clue what I was looking at either. So therefore, I'm asking, you know, pretty much of another opinion other than Dunix.
So was the tip or the separation under your property or?
Underneath Highway 12. It's 19, I think it's 19 feet or 20 feet out from our building.
Okay, from what I understand, if it's there, it's whoever maintains, that's our street, isn't it, John? That was given back to the city.
No, that's Highway 12.
That's still Highway 12, so yep. We're not responsible, actually the state is?
Correct, it's at the state right away.
What's your suggestion for Mr. Dolesky?
So my suggestion that I did express to Mr. Dolesky was that it's a private sewer service, and it's a private sewer responsibility like we have all over town, after viewing the video, I viewed it a couple different times, there is definitely a break or a separation or something in the clay portion of that pipe. You can definitely see where that connection was made, and obviously from the connection onto the main line is good. The break is upstream, if you will, on the property side of the connection. And so unfortunately now, every time the jetter goes down there and goes outside the pipe, it's actually removing material from outside the pipe and probably causing more problem than originally was there.
Undermining the road, basically?
Potentially. I don't know how big the hole is outside the pipe, because we haven't exposed all of that, but there is that potential.
So if it's undermining, there's a chance that it's going to get worse.
Yep.
Not better.
Councilman Pierce.
Go ahead.
Does he have any recourse to go to MnDOT, or, I mean, with the video, since it's showing that, or what's a suggestion for him to get this resolved?
You know, Councilman Nelson, you could present it to MnDOT. My guess is, if they see that it was a 16-year-old connection, that's as far as it would go. That's just my assumption.
Councilman Christian, since he's been dealing with this for so long, is there any merit in just, I mean, so we're saying it's not our problem, it's still a problem, so can it be sent to MnDOT for their analysis on what could be done?
I would say if Mr. Gillespie wants to send it to MnDOT, I would think that would, I mean, obviously it's his right to do that.
I was just suggesting that if we send something with it saying we reviewed it, it is not under the city, it's under the street, and that he can take that with, or does that help or not, or I'm not sure.
I don't know if it would help or not. I mean, I could submit my findings or my opinion of it along with, if that's, you know, if that's the desire.
Well, if there's nothing we can, if you're saying there's nothing we can do about it because it's not on our property, maybe that's a way to help him see if he can get it resolved with the...
Well, it's twofold. As far as the city, my opinion of the city responsibility, number one, it's not in the city right-of-way. Number two, it's private service.
Okay.
Say that again, your last statement. It's not...
It's not in a city right-of-way. It's in a state right-of-way, and it's a private service.
Yeah, my understanding is private services within the city, like if you own a home and it breaks outside of the city property line, that the city takes care of
it. The city usually does not have any responsibility of the service.
All the way to the main line of the street?
Correct.
Okay. Then that's where we pay partial part of it.
We pay partial for root damage.
Only root damage?
That's the way the ordinance is written.
Not freeze-ups and breakups.
Correct.
Okay. Well, I don't know what to say. It seems like the dominoes are lined up against you. Other than if you could speak to the state and ask them. I know we pay taxes, state, local, and federal, for maintaining highways, roads, and should be what's underneath, too, in my opinion. And I don't know what to say, Steve.
If it was for me, as an owner, I'm going to say common sense is it's the state's highway, but it's the city's infrastructure underneath that state. You know, it is your sewer line. There is also a stormwater runoff line under there, too, that we're hooked up to. But it is your sewer. And I could see some responsibility if we'd have done something, but we weren't the ones that hired it done and performed the service. And the connection where it's failed is where they've connected onto ours. I don't know if what happens when the city pours a sidewalk and it dries the building and heaves and breaks off people's wrecks, the doors, things like that. Whose responsibility is that? You know, as a service or a taxpayer, we were assessed for that service. And that's on Highway 12. My address is 101 5th. And according to everything else, you are assessed for your address site only. Yet I was assessed for the Highway 12 site too.
That was 16 years ago?
Yes.
This is, go ahead, Steve first.
Out of time.
Now that we're out of the, for me?
I was just merely saying that we've got about 2 minutes before we're supposed to start our other meeting. I'm wondering if we could, I know this has been an ongoing problem and needs to be resolved with that. But the other concern, I'll let Steve finish before Eric's.
We're aware of the problem. There's a problem, there's raw sewage leaking underneath their city streets. We got to get it fixed, end of story. Now, are we going to do it now, or do you want to do it this spring? You know, I think the immediate plan right now is, I think we should be open to discussion on what the costs are going to be. Get some estimates, and either way, it should get fixed. We have to be held accountable somehow, if we are accountable for it. But either way, it has to get fixed. I don't think it'd be correct if we just ignore it till whenever, you know, continue with it, so.
Go ahead, Audrey.
I think before we assume the responsibility for it, I think it, since it's on MnDOT's property, we probably can't do it without, I think it needs to be checked with them to see what the issue is with that. The other concern I'm wondering about is, if you keep doing that, if you could help be held accountable for disrupting, or if the road would cave in or something. So I think it's in everyone's best interest to get it done as soon as possible, if it's something that you've been, you know, and I know you've talked to me about it earlier, but I'd like to hear what MnDOT, and if we can simply address that we don't think it's our responsibility and send it to MnDOT and say it's a problem and see what they say.
Could Sean make the connection with MnDOT coming from the city? It's a city, right, city infrastructure underneath the state highway, and see what happens, take it up in a month or so. That if there was a sinkhole, it's not my fault. That's common.
No, but just listening, if you're going down there and you're bypassing the thing, maybe you're compromising other areas. So before we assume the responsibility, I'm just wondering if we can say we don't believe it's our responsibility, but it's a problem, and how can this be resolved?
The best thing is going to be to line it, the cheapest thing.
Well, but if we don't have the right to go underneath Highway 12 without MnDOT's permission, how do we do that? So
this is a conundrum. This is,
yep.
As a taxpayer, I certainly understand your concern, and I have to agree with you. But it's a city infrastructure below a state highway, and we hired somebody, or did the state hire somebody to put that infrastructure in, Sean? Was it?
That was during a state project, but it was, as Mr. Gillespie said, it's a city infrastructure.
Right.
The main lines are city infrastructure. The services per ordinance and per code are property owner's responsibility.
Mm-hmm. And then that's what they pay for.
Correct.
He paid for that hookup there, but he didn't get to choose who put it in. And whoever put it in, and anyway, there was some compaction problems around there, or the connection was bad, one of the two. And I don't know which it is, but is it worth you trying to get a hold of them, Sean, and see if there's any recourse at all? I mean, a try is at least a try.
Yep, I can make a phone call to the state.
Okay, why don't we do that, and then maybe we get another meeting in a couple weeks here on Tuesday. Try to have an answer for you, or you can get a hold of Sean too, after he's talked to him. It's worth a discussion, there's no doubt about it. 16 years of this, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't think we need a motion or anything, we'll just
2 weeks.
Yep, okay, thank you very much. The next item, Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Real quick, so we get on Finance Committee, in front of you is a card form with a consultant recommendation for 2017 engineering projects. And as a reminder, the reason we went out for consultants, the biggest reason we went out for consultants is for next year, is that we were down another employee within the engineering department, down to only two. And so we don't have the staff or the manpower to put these projects together in an efficient manner to get going on this and be able to bid it early enough in the spring to get projects going next year. So we went out for proposals, and we selected those, or received those proposals a week or so back, and a committee of four of us got together and evaluated those proposals. Keep in mind also, this is professional service proposal, and so by practice, I ask for their dollar estimate or their not to exceed estimate in a separate sealed envelope, and we don't even look at that until after the initial review has been made. That's kind of a side note for practice. All that being said, the request or the recommendation from staff would be to award 2017 engineering and surveying professional services to Bowman Mink.
Committee?
I'll make a motion that we accept the staff's recommendation to award the 2017 engineering and surveying professional services to Bowman Mink.
Second?
Second.
We have a motion and a second for staff's recommendation. Any discussion? Steve?
Sean, a question for Mr. Gerdes. If during this time frame, 2017, you're not anticipating getting any additional staff people to work in your department to help with this type of project or this type of work?
Councilmember Allman, my intent is to be full staff by the time these projects get going. But if I wait until I get full staff and get them trained, there's virtually no way to get these projects designed and constructed and going in a timely fashion.
Okay, thank you very much.
Any other discussion? Question. We've had this ongoing for several years, the same agreement. It's just the amounts have changed, am I right?
Chairman Christensen, that's not entirely correct. The last time we had consultant services for improved projects was the year I got here, so for 2014, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And I think prior years to that, we also did it on the city.
That is correct, because we were a year and a half, I think, without a city engineer and a public works director, and so we had a couple of years there, or maybe three. But I think, actually, there may have been one more year that was going before I got here. But there were a number of years, yeah.
So this is nothing new, and it's will okay. help your department out.
That's correct.
Any further discussion? We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. That motion passes. Any other business come before the committee? We adjourn. We are adjourned.